It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Continuing our rocky road trip to Pittsburgh's unique ice cream shops, we stopped at the corner of East Carson Street and Beck's Run Road, where under the train track sits a small but long-standing store called Page's Dairy Mart. We spoke with Marjorie Page, who was managing the bustling shop that day. She told us about her family and the history of Page's.
This is the fourth generation that the Page Dairy Mart has been in the family. My great-great-grandfather started it and passed it down from generation to generation, and my father currently runs it. In 2016, we'll be 65 years in business. We opened about the first week of March and closed mid-October.
We had Marjorie tell us about the customers she sees each day and why she thinks they keep coming back.
I think our customer base comes from families coming down here as kids, and they just continue to bring family members down here, and it just builds and builds, and we have a pretty loyal customer base. I think they like the originality of what we offer here and stuff, and the friendly employees and, you know, the family atmosphere. I think they really appreciate that. You know, besides, I mean, you have all the franchise and stuff, and they're not really, you know, on that level with you, but I think we offer that here.
We also took some time to talk to customers enjoying their ice cream outside.
My name's Heather, and this evening I just inhaled a chocolate soft serve with hot fudge and marshmallow.
I'm Sherry, and I have an enormous amount of ice cream, also with hot fudge and marshmallow. And we luckily found our friend Heather, who lives actually about 10 houses away.
My first name is Chloe. I'm getting a warm cookie sundae.
I'm just going to get a cone, I think. And I come to Page's just because it's kind of like a summer classic in Pittsburgh.
It's the best. I mean, have you seen this place? They have a peanut butter dip pretty regularly. They have the selection. They get through that line. I mean, look at that line. They knock it out in like 5 minutes. I always run into people I know.
Marjorie took us on a tour of the shop and showed us the treats Page's has to offer. She also shared some interesting past events that put Page's in the headlines.
When you walk in the back, we have a freezer, and then we also have a walk-in cooler where we keep all of our mix and stuff. And then our freezer, we keep just our ice cream sandwiches, our ice cream cakes. And then when you would walk up front, we have actually two ice cream machines. And we serve the vanilla, chocolate, and twist. And then we also have a grill area where we serve hoagies, hot dogs, cheeseburgers, fries, and all that kind of stuff. And we also have a station where we do shaved ice, and we have about 40 different flavors for that. We have all of our pumps and stuff for our hot fudge, caramel, chocolate syrup, and all of our Arctic Swirl flavors, which is like a blizzard. So we have about 20 different flavors for that as well. And I believe it was 1954, there was a natural gas leak in the sewer, and a Duquesne light worker was working and had a cigarette lit and threw it down into the sewer and actually came up into the building and exploded. But we had a walk-in cooler that actually held up some of the frame. So, and then they rebuilt it. Oh, and then we also had the Guardian TV show filmed here, and I think it was about 2000-2001, and they filmed a crime scene here, and so it's pretty exciting.
From a Gulf service and gas station to a busy ice cream shop, the Page family has had to make some major changes to their business model. But Marjorie says a family-run store can be a recipe for business success.
I think the benefits of it are reflected in you get to know your customers, and you get to know what they like, and you know what to offer them to keep them coming back. I don't think there really are any challenges with that. I think we're all working together to make sure the business runs efficiently and, you know, effectively. We have this great location, and it just has worked in our benefit throughout the years. And, you know, we have a lot of traffic going by, and then a lot of people stopping by. So I think there is about, you know, close to 20,000 cars that pass a day, and, you know, as long as a couple of those stop, we're good.
And before we left Page's to head to Oakland, we asked Marjorie to tell us why we should visit her family's Dairy Mart.
We offer a great place to come for ice cream because we have a lot of choices. You know, you can pretty much make anything you want here. We have a lot of original sundaes that you can't really find anywhere else, you know, and the prices are good too, reasonable, and it's just a great family place to come for ice cream.
Thank you. We said goodbye to Paige's and took a ride to the middle of Pitt's campus where we found an ice cream spot on Atwood Street.
My name's Andy Hardy. We're at Dave and Andy's Homemade Ice Cream in Oakland. We've been here since 1983. We make all of our own ice cream, all of our own yogurts and sorbets. We have 18 flavors of ice cream and 8 flavors of yogurt and 2 sorbets at any one time. Got out of school, was looking for, you know, some kind of business to start up. At that time, there was basically, as far as ice cream goes, there was Baskin & Robbins, Tasty Freeze, Dairy Queen, and that was pretty much it in Pittsburgh. You know, around the country, there are a lot of, you know, mom and pop type stores opening up. Steve's was a famous one. They opened around Tufts University. Ben & Jerry's, of course, opened near UVM. So it seemed like the college town was the best place to be, and, you know, Oakland with the 3 universities and all the hospital workers.
Andy shared some specifics on what customers like the most about Dave and Andy's.
We make everything here. It's birthday cake is one of our big sellers. We bake the cakes here. Cookie dough is another big one. You know, we make the cookie dough. You know, everything's from scratch. Make a lot of different flavors that you're not going to see too many places. One of my favorites is white chocolate cinnamon habanero ice cream. It's a nice flavor, and then it has a little bite kick to it at the end. So, you know, we make ginger. We just make a bunch of different flavors that you won't see elsewhere.
My name's Matt. I come to Dave and Andy's for their awesome ice cream. I'm eating a combination of cookies and cream and chocolate chip cookie dough.
My name's Chuck. I am having a chocolate chip cookie dough hot fudge sundae, and I'm bringing a salted caramel waffle cone to a coworker. I usually get the chocolate chip cookie dough because it's my favorite ice cream, and the stuff here is just the best I've had anywhere.
Because they make all of their own ice cream, Andy says he has the capability to take special requests.
People ask for different flavors. We usually, you know, we'll take names and say, well, we'll call you when we make it. We'll do our best to meet their requests. It's kind of a unique experience. We make our own waffle cones. It's a real small place. We've been here forever. You know, so we get a lot of return customers. You know, we basically do no advertising anymore. It's all word of mouth, and it's worked pretty well for us.
Their homemade waffle cones feature a tiny chocolate surprise for the customer who can find it.
We put an M&M in the bottom. So you roll them up, and while it's still hot, you pop an M&M in the bottom, and sometimes it'll melt a little bit to close up the hole on the bottom. Yeah, we started doing it years ago when we first started making our waffle cones. It's just kind of a unique, you know, experience. Some people will come in and, you know, find the M&M and come back and say, there was an M&M in my cone, like it was a mistake on our part. And they're like, there's one in all of them.
Andy then took us behind the scenes of the shop.
Up in the front's where we make everything. So that's our ice cream machine there. It makes 5 gallons at a time. Takes about 8 minutes. When I first started out, I used the White Mountain freezers, and you would use ice and rock salt to freeze the outside of the barrel. And then it would take 40 minutes to make a batch of ice cream. So in the old days, we had 2 of those going all day long. And really labor intensive. The waffle cone irons are here. You know, all you do is it's a malted waffle cone flour. So you crack eggs, butter on the malted flour, mix it up, and then you put them on here, turn the timer. And when they come out, you just take this, roll it around, and then we'll put them in those cone racks and they harden up as they sit.
We hope you've enjoyed our tasty tour of some of Pittsburgh's great ice cream spots. Don't forget, National Ice Cream Day is this Sunday. If you missed any portion of our program or would like to check out past segments, you can go to our website at wesa.fm. Until Monday, I'm Paul Guggenheimer saying have a great weekend, everyone.
Just like every day. Do, 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 do. It's just like every day.